I'm Marco Werman with The World. President Trump promised a crackdown on undocumented immigrants, a promise he seems to be keeping. Trump's already expanded the list of people targeted for deportation to include just about anyone in the country illegally. Reporter Esther Honig found a small group of citizens in Columbus, Ohio, who are organizing to help undocumented families split by deportations.
When I meet Virginia Nunez Gutierrez, she's reaching into the trunk of her car, pulling out a bag of diapers, all donated.
So we're getting some of those that we were able to get. And then also, a church donated some clothes for the baby. So I'm grabbing that bag.
Her arm's full. Nunez Gutierrez heads to an old brick apartment. She says it's her third trip to this building.
So right now, we're with a family who was recently separated. The mom and dad have been living here in the United States for about 13 years, and they're originally from Guatemala, and dad just got deported.
A petite woman cautiously opens the door.
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
The woman is undocumented and fears deportation. She asks to use her last name only, Perez. In her living room, Perez cradles her four-month-old son. Her seven-year-old is asleep upstairs, but there's someone missing.
Pues, la verdad, sentí como que el mundo se me vino encima.
Perez says it felt like her world ended when 2 weeks ago her husband was deported back to Guatemala. He was running errands when an immigration officer picked him up. He petitioned to stay, but was denied for being in the country illegally and for previous convictions of driving without a license. Now the family is without their main breadwinner. Perez cleans rooms, but without her husband's income from washing cars, she's not sure she'll get by.
Yo siento que si ella no hubiera venido con su apoyo.
She says she and her kids would have had to leave their apartment if it weren't for Nunez Gutierrez, coming with diapers, food, and $900 in donations to cover rent. She's also connected the family with an immigration lawyer.
¿Sabe el link que le envié por texto?
Nunez Gutierrez also organized the family's paperwork. Proving they've lived in the U.S. for many years might help fight deportation. But visiting families like this one, split up by deportation, isn't Nunez Gutierrez's full-time job. She's a community health worker and discovered the Perez family by chance. She wanted to help and posted their story to Facebook, writing,
I'm taking her diapers tomorrow. Who else can help?
And this is really where it all started
and
from.
And this is where it all started.
The post got dozens of comments from people wanting to donate food, money, diapers.
Wow, there's a lot of support, but how do you channel that?
A month on, Nunez Gutierrez has worked with several more families split up by deportation. And with a small group of friends, she's expanding the support network and online community for donations. Nunez Gutierrez, herself the daughter of immigrants from Venezuela, also knows some people don't agree with what she's doing, saying it aids criminals.
And since you were born on that side and you came looking for a better life, then you don't deserve to be advocated for? Absolutely not.
Then, midway through a conversation, Nunez Gutierrez gets a phone call.
I just got a call from someone that a social service agency around here that referred me to a woman who her husband got detained on Friday.
It's another family. The husband has been detained for a conviction he got years back, driving without a license. His wife, several months pregnant, now has zero income. With that, Nunez Gutierrez excuses herself and rushes out. For The World, Esther Honig, Columbus, Ohio.